Episode 100. I think I'm going to have to like really tone it back and wanting to sing talk most of the episode.
Well, I think I feel like we need to at least sing talk through the fact that it's the 100th episode.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be special, you guys.
Okay.
Bring it.
Get your energy up, girls. Everyone's like
leaned in, ready to have coffee and a cozy conversation. No, we're party.
That's right. It's going to be best. Okay, here we go. Hey friends, welcome to the 100th episode of the Lucky Few podcast. Josh, insert music. We are here. Or don't insert music because we got it in the microphone with Micah. Hey! Friends, we are here. We are shifting the narrative. We are by shouting the worth of people with Down syndrome. This is Heather,
Mercedes,
and Micah.
And today we are telling you about everything we've learned over the past 100 episodes. You heard that right, 100 episodes. And we are going to be hearing updates and good news from many of our former guests, which is amazing. Thank you for joining us today for the last 100 episodes, friends. Welcome to the Lucky Few podcast.
Okay, before we jump in, I want to read another one of our sweet reviews. I've been really feeling uplifted by all these, you guys. Mm-hmm. It's been really great. Okay, so Kay Witty says, absolutely worth a listen. Great stories and topics. Even better people living it out. Can honestly say that the voices on the podcast have influenced my life in the best possible way. Thankful that I get to shout their worth and am very fortunate to be in the crew that is the Lucky Few. I love that.
Love it. So good. Glad you're in the crew, thank girl. You.
I know. Oh, man, this is great. So, friends out there listening, don't forget to review the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts so we can read it aloud next week. We love reading these and appreciate your support so, so much.
Yes.
And so, everybody, this is our 100th episode. And I have a song for you.
Okay.
Thank God.
100 episodes of the Lucky Few on the wall.
Oh my gosh.
100 episodes of the Lucky Few. Sorry, that was a really bad song.
I'm not sure the genre. It's like folky, and then all of a sudden it turned to like preschool. I wasn't sure what the genre was. That was exciting though, Micah.
We could take it up a notch. We could do like a boom chicka boom chicka boom chicka boom boom chicka 100 episode boom. I guess that turned out into a children's song too.
Still children's. We'll keep working on it. We have 100 more episodes after this, so we can continue to work on the 200th episode song. So
okay, I'll 100 further.
Episodes, friends. This is so fun. We've shared this on our 50th episode and shared it before, but for people who this is your first time listening or you've forgotten, Micah, tell us how we started.
Oh, friends, we started when one day Ace refused to brush his teeth. No, actually many days. Actually, a year of Ace refusing to brush
his whole
teeth.
Life.
Up until that point, his whole life.
And I just couldn't take it anymore. And I knew the only saving grace for me, the only help I could find in the world would be from a podcast.
That's right.
And y'all, there was not one. I looked it up. I tried hard. I could not find a podcast about Down syndrome. And you know, I reached into my heart and I reached into my contact list and thought, who in my life could help me with the problem of there not being a podcast about people with Down syndrome? And I remembered I knew Heather Avis. the one and only creator of the Lucky Few. And so, yes, I sent her a text 2 minutes later after I looked for a podcast and said, why do you not have a podcast about the Lucky Few? And let's do that. And, you know, I knew Heather, but I really didn't know Mercedes. Mercedes, this is like a 100th anniversary of our friendship.
I love that so much. I've never had a recording of a friendship before. And now I have 100 episodes
of our friendship blooming and blossoming.
All of our conversations. Well, most of them, not all of them.
I love that. I love thinking of it that way, Mercedes. That is hilarious. I love it. But yes, it started with teeth brushing. And guess what we have not talked about in 100 episodes of the Lucky Few podcast?
That's right.
Dental care. Dental care and teeth for our kids. What in the world? You know what?
I know.
We've looked into it, and we just need a dentist to tell us we need someone.
We're looking for the right dentists.
Yes, we need the dental expert for kids with Down syndrome. If that is you, shoot us an email and we will on the podcast.
Sounds good. Let's do that. So I was just thinking about our first time recording, and I came to Southern California. It was my first time at your house, Heather.
That's right.
And
yes.
Mercedes came over with baby Shep, and he was so cute. We all just tried to figure out our outfits for a very long time. And then we hadn't even talked about what our episodes would be like that we were about to go record for 4 hours. And we put on lipstick together and took pictures, and we were so cute.
We were so cute. Yes, I do remember that. It was all about what we were going to wear, and we were running around. I think it was your church at the time, Heather, and Andy was taking our photos, and those photos live strong today on our Instagram feed.
The hair flip is classic.
We haven't aged in 3 years, so that's good.
No. I've had several different hairstyles, though.
You have. I wish we got some of you in the consistent. Paris. You always do. The hair consistency.
I just am like, there's like old women who have had the same hair. My grandma has had the same hair my whole life. My grandma's hair has not changed. And that's now me. My hair, my grandkids are going to be like, my grandma's hair has been the same. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. I mean, I like it. I like my bangs. My length goes up and down. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. If it works, you got to keep it.
Yeah. Keep it. It's your signature hair.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll see. I mean, if 2020 didn't change my hair, I don't think anything will.
I know. This is true.
So I want to say something, please, before we move on.
Okay.
Okay. We have to give a huge shout out to Andy Lara, Mercedes Lara's husband. Because one thing to be like, I want to start a podcast. And then how do you do that? People ask me this all the time. And I say, you hire Andy Lara as your podcast starter. That is how we did it. But we were so lucky to get to have a connection to someone like Andy, who is titled, and also because it rings true, the podcast king. And king of podcast. And just thank you, Andy. I hope you'll listen to this episode. We know and recognize we would not have started without you. And so I'm so, so thankful for his expertise. Andy is like to know him is to love him. He's like a jovial, optimistic, positive. He has a good, like, positive vibe when you're around him. Smiley and kind and loving and made it all very fun. And he's super smart in the podcast world. So if you do want to start a podcast, hit him up, because he is the way to start a podcast. So thank you, Andy. Love you, man.
Yes, we do.
And then enter Val Schleter, who is our producer. Val came on a little bit later, and we had reached a point, the three of us, of like, whew, we need some help, you know? And Valerie, you'll listen to this because you listen to every episode before it airs. I mean, what a gift. What a gift you have been to the podcast, Val. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I've talked to people who want to start a podcast, and it's like, yes, again, the reason this happens is because of the people in the background that doing so much work. So Valerie is doing so much work for the podcast. We now exist in a place where it would not exist without Val. So we love you, Valerie. You are doing an amazing job. Even before we hit record, we said something about how you just like sprinkle magic and goodness into our
podcast
life.
Fairy.
Yes.
It just like arrives in our inbox, everything we need to do. And then we just have to open our mouths and we do it.
I mean, we just show up as the talent.
Oh, the face.
The voice.
The voice.
So shout out to Andy and Val. Thank you so much. I'm going to transition us here into hearing from some of our guests. So this is a really fun thing. We reached out to some of our past guests from over 100 episodes, and people called in and shared. We asked them to share good news. So when we started the podcast, we thought it would be fun to have end every episode with good news, because we know that raising our kids with Down syndrome offers so many opportunities for celebration. I've said before, it's one of my favorite things about having kids with Down syndrome is celebrating everything. I mean, everything is like so much is a moment of huge celebration. And yeah, and like not just a little thing, you know, where like first steps, of course, any child taking their first steps is exciting, but holy smokes when my kids with Down syndrome took that first step, because it was so much more energy and effort behind it. It was just incredible. So, and we're going to start with our earliest guest all the way back from season one, when we had seasons. by listening to a few of our favorite guests all the way back to 2018. So here we go.
Hey, you guys, congrats on your 100th episode. I'm so proud of you guys. This is Michelle Sullivan. I'm the owner of Littlest Warrior Apparel, and I'm also the author of the children's book, Eli Included. I was a guest on your episode 27. My loved one with Down syndrome is my son, Eli. He is 6 years old, and he is fully included in his first grade class. And our good news is that he was finally able to go back to school in person this week after being on Zoom all this time. And he even wore a mask, which he won't do for me at home. But we're super excited for him to be back among his peers. And one life update that I'm excited about is my podcast, Advocate Like a Mother, is starting up again after we took a long break. I have two new hosts joining me, Ileana Sosa, who has a daughter with cerebral palsy and microcephaly. And the other host is none other than Andy Lara, Mercedes' husband. We have some incredible guests lined up, and we're so excited and just can't wait. Again, congrats on your 100th episode. You guys are the best. Bye.
Hi, it's Liz Blackdo with Ruby's Rainbow. I run a nonprofit, Ruby's Rainbow, that grants scholarships to adults with Down syndrome that are seeking higher education, going for their dreams of higher education and independence. I was a guest on episode 3. Such an honor. I have a 10-year-old rocking an extra chromosome, Ruby. She inspired us to start Ruby's Rainbow. She is an amazing little lady who loves learning, loves riding her bike, reading her books, playing with her babies, all fun things. She's awesome. So Ruby has been working towards riding her bike without her training wheels. She hasn't quite mastered it yet, but she is getting there, and we're hoping by this summer that she will be riding her bike training wheels free. We are getting geared up for World Down Syndrome Day, which is coming on 3/21. We will be kicking off our 3/21 pledge in hopes of raising $321,000 to help more people with Down syndrome go for their dreams of higher education and independence. It's super easy. You go to 321pledge.org and you donate $21. And then you ask 3 people to do the same. It's a pretty awesome way to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day and our amazing people rocking that extra chromosome.
Hello, Micah, Mercedes, and Heather. This is Tessney Davis, and I was calling to let you know about our life update. We, since we've been on episode 25 of your podcast, Kirill, who is our son, who has Down syndrome and autism, we talked about dual diagnosis on that episode. He is in middle school, and I got to update you guys with the good news about him potty training when he was 13, which we just felt like might not ever happen for Kirill, but with the help of just a miracle and a ABA therapist or BCBA who was incredible working with Kirill, he is potty trained. He's still potty trained. He's doing great. So I want to give hope to all the listeners out there who are getting discouraged with potty training. And I just want to give them a word of encouragement that it can happen and it can stick even at age 13. So we're doing great. I am very excited about a new position that I took with our city school system. I'm helping develop a social emotional learning framework for our district. One of my big platforms with my job is going to be making sure that our students who have special needs are at the table and they have a voice when it comes to social emotional learning. So I'm very excited about that. You can keep following our family's journey at Down with Autism, where we talk about all things dual diagnosis, and so excited to call in and say hey to you guys. Hope you all have a wonderful 100th episode celebrating with you. Yay!
Michelle Sullivan from Little Swoyer, Liz Plakta from Ruby's Rainbow, and Tesney Davis, who I got to meet at a Lucky Mama's retreat. And she came on and talked about dual diagnosis with her son, Krill. What do you remember about these specific guests or even just in 2018?
I remember Liz was there for our very first recording. We recorded, was it 3 or 4 episodes in a row that we recorded the same day as we had our cute little outfits and lipstick that matched. and just having... We had Liz there in person, right? Yeah, we did. We had Liz there in person with us.
I think we did. And then Lisa.
Yeah.
Edgar, it was a party. It was fun.
It was a real party. And yeah, I just have always adored Liz and been so just floored by the fact that she had the idea for Ruby's Rainbow and just the... I don't know. I feel like Ruby's Rainbow's existence has just opened the door for so many families to consider college that wouldn't have known that they could consider college before. Do you guys think that's true? I think it's just like once I started to hear about Ruby's Rainbow, I feel like I just started to hear about so many colleges that had programs and opportunities. And I started to hear more and more people with Down syndrome in high school who were considering going to college.
Yeah, that's true for me. I had taught special education at the high school level before having kids. And I had students who I knew of one program locally. And it was like, did you know this program existed? This was, you know, 15 years ago. And then Liz started Ruby's Rainbow. And now there's programs all over the United States, a lot of programs for kids who need additional support or for people with Down syndrome to go to college and have secondary education, post-secondary education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Post-secondary.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So I think that's exciting. Liz, I just got to see Liz. I actually got to meet one of the recipients and spend the day with him recently. And I know we were talking because the good news that she left was about Ruby, her daughter, riding really well with training wheels. And while Liz and I were at dinner she got a video from her husband and Ruby was riding without her training wheels. So that's an update.
That's special. Oh my gosh.
Just full on riding her bike with her two wheels. So I will add that little caveat to her good news that she left just a couple weeks ago. So that's exciting. And then Michelle Sullivan's been a good friend. Michelle and I met when Eli, her son who has Down syndrome, was a teeny tiny baby. And I had heard about her through a mutual friend after Eli was born. And I was in the city Michelle lives in having breakfast with this mutual friend, and Michelle and her husband walked by pushing little baby Eli. And I was there with Macy and Josh and Macy. So that was fun. And she's put some really great stuff into the world. And she has a podcast mm-hmm. right now called Advocate Like a Mother that you can just look up Advocate Like a Mother podcast and listen in on the rad stuff she's putting into the world. And then sweet Tesney Davis, I met at the Lucky Moms retreat, like I said, and she was one of those women that you're like, I want to know you. Tell mm-hmm. me more. mm-hmm. Tell me more about you. And we got to celebrate a huge good news with Tesney. Do you guys remember? Because we yes. called her in.
Yes.
Yes. So yeah. So her son being totally independent with toileting, which if you're listening, it's Tesney was always the first to say, if my son can do it, anybody can do it. So if you are feeling like you're struggling in that area, look up Tesney and shoot her a message. She'll get back to you. She's really great about connecting with mamas who reach out.
Yes. And Tesney is just like so warm and funny and so just like a good time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good time.
Every time she posts on Instagram, I just want to go to her home and hang out with her chickens.
Hold her chickens.
And have, yes, a cup of coffee with her. That's what I want to do. Right. Okay. I'm going to transition us to more great episodes. I feel so honored to sit with you three and be able to meet awesome, amazing women who are doing big things in our space. And oftentimes they're moms who have a child at home with Down syndrome who've just inspired them to have these great ideas, just like Liz, just like Michelle, we've talked mm-hmm. about. And they do it, and it's changing hundreds, if not thousands, of lives within yeah. our community. Let's listen to their thoughts about us.
Hello, everyone. This is Jen Jacob, Executive Director for DSDN, and also Owen's Rockin' Mom. I was a guest on episode 22. Congratulations on reaching your 100th episode. Our big news here is that Owen just turned 8. We're doing the homeschooling thing and learning so much together. It's just been so amazing to see his growth over the last few months. DSDN is also off to a great start in 2021. We just reached over 16,000 parents being served through our online groups. Also, our Rockin' Mom and Rockin' Dad retreat registrations are open for 2021, and we are so hopeful that we'll be able to be together in some capacity this fall. Congrats again on reaching episode 100, and hope to see you ladies in Denver for the Rockin' Mom retreat this year.
Hi, I am Vice Parati, and I'm a functional nutrition practitioner, and I work with children with Down syndrome and autism. I have had the honor of being a guest on the Lucky Few podcast on both episode 79 and episode 80. I am super honored to be mom to Sid, who is now 13. Sid has diagnoses of Down syndrome and autism. He is non-speaking, and he communicates by pointing to a letterboard. I have to say that he is a furious and a witty poet. He just loves poetry. Now, if I had to share any good news about Sid, it would be that I think we're slowly moving away from expectations of how can I make my child with Down syndrome, how can I make their life better, to more of an individual goal and a life, you know, just an individual life goal. It's no longer about his disabilities, but it's just about what he wants to do in life. So he, at this point, wants to be a poet. And I'm happy to say that I think over the past year, he's written about 80 to 90 poems. I haven't actually counted them, but I know they're above 80. And we're slowly and surely working towards a chapbook where we can publish his poetry. In terms of life updates, I am super passionately advocating the cause of presumption of competence, assumption of intelligence, and the value of functional nutrition in increasing focus and equal opportunities for education in our children. So I am constantly talking about things like nonlinear education and foods that help them focus these days. And if you want to listen in, Instagram would probably be the best place to do so. And this is on, you can just search for Vaishsarathi, V-A-I-S-H. It was so great to be on The Lucky Few. Thank you so much. And good luck for the new year. Bye.
Hi, ladies. It's Michelle C. Witten here, and I want to wish you a huge congratulations on your 100th episode. I was honored to be on episode 84 of the Lucky Few podcast to talk about my experience as the co-founder and president of the Global Down Syndrome Foundation and as the mom to Sophia, who happens to have Down syndrome, and Patrick, who is typical. As ever, the Global team is busy. Since the interview in September last year, Global has launched the first ever evidence-based medical care guidelines for adults with Down syndrome that was published in JAMA. Our Cernik Institute for Down Syndrome received a grant to establish the first NIH National Coordinating Data Center for Down Syndrome Research in conjunction with our partners at CHOP and Sage BioNetworks. That's in addition to the 12 new transformational grants we received from NIH at the end of the year. Somewhat miraculously, and with a ton of hard work, we had a successful virtual Be Beautiful, Be Yourself fashion show. And then finally, we funded COVID-19 emergency relief global grants to families in critical need, and we are about to open applications for more of those grants in the beginning of February as we navigate this terrible pandemic together. Please check out our website for updates on COVID-19 and our upcoming celebration for World Down Syndrome Day. Thanks!
Okay, one thing I have loved is for the past 2 years, we've gotten to go to, as a trio, to the Rockin' Mama's Retreat, Jen Jacobs. Oh my gosh. And that's so fun. And I don't know what that's going to look like moving forward, but she's amazing. She has a rad team, and I know they're going to think of something because there is such a need and importance of gathering moms who are raising a child with Down syndrome to be in the same space, be in the same room, and get to connect. And Sarathi is amazing. I think, Micah, you were the one that introduced us to her. She's amazing.
Yes, she's so awesome. I found her because I had been changing Ace's diet because of his autism diagnosis. And I just sort of happened on her podcast, which is all about nutrition in children, especially children with disabilities. And so then I realized after I started listening to it, I didn't even know that her son had a dual diagnosis of Down syndrome and autism. And so she's just so smart. Mm-hmm. She's a great follow on Instagram because she's been doing stories that are like just little snippets, videos where she's talking about the brain and talking about like brain function and dysregulation and just stuff that I feel like she has given me so much language for what I think I used to be. I used to say things like, Ace is just really out of it today. Mm. Now I say, Ace is dysregulated. Like, let's narrow down what has led to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in the past, before I was given that kind of language from Dr. Sarathi, I think I would have said, Ace is just really out of it today. I can't get him to tune in, you know, and now I have more language and I have more ways to think about it. Like, I know he's dysregulated, and then I can go back and I can say, what did he eat? How did he sleep? What's been going on around us? And I just feel like I have so many more tools in my toolkit. So I really appreciate her work.
Yeah. She's so lovely and brilliant. Mm-hmm. She was one of those that I just listened to. Yeah. Thinking, I think we could be best friends. And could you please call me every morning and just tell me something?
What to do. Just call me and tell me what to do.
Or even just like, I don't know, what are you thinking about these days? Mm-hmm. Tell me more. And then Michelle from Global, I mean, freaking Global, right? Yeah, the Global Down Syndrome. When I think about in the United States, the heavy hitters for Down Syndrome, it's Global, mm-hmm. it's yeah. NDSS and NDSC. Like those mm-hmm. are the three organizations that are just work in terms of helping our community with medical and education and policies. So she's doing, what I love about all three of these women is they are all moms to kids who have Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. And they started with that little spark of, this is something I see missing and I'm going to do something about it. And then they did. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like with this podcast, I'm like, hey, Valerie, call them.
Right.
Hey, Val, get them on the show. Cause I just want to know more about their story. This podcast is very self-serving, friends. I know totally. You think we're here for you. We're just here to learn for ourselves. That's not true. We're here for you too. So those episodes were really great. And we've had so many heavy hitters on the podcast, just moms who have started organizations and done just incredible things because they have a kid who they love. And then mm-hmm. they found a need where a need was, and then they stepped into it to meet the need. So that's been very inspiring, incredible mamas.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of our favorite people that we've had on the podcast have been people with Down syndrome. And we've just felt so honored to be able to learn from so many self-advocates over the past couple of years. And so we have a few of them to hear from now. Let's jump over and hear them.
Hi, Lucky Few team. This is Matthew Schwab with Matthew Schwab Speaks. I was your guest on episode 66. Thank you so much for having me on and for inviting me back to share any updates. Since we spoke, I've been busy. I rappelled 18 stories over the edge to raise awareness about Down syndrome and money for Gigi's Playhouse Charlotte. And I am taking ballroom dance lessons with my girlfriend, Lucia. We are learning the waltz, rumba, salsa, and swing with a little bit of Argentine tango thrown in. You can watch us getting better and better on my Facebook page. My TEDx talk recently hit 10,000 views. Please view it on YouTube and share it if you haven't already. Help me spread my message of inclusion far and wide. I would love it if you would visit my website at MatthewSchwabSpeaks.com. Thanks again, everyone, and have a great 2021.
My name is Jared Kosak, and I have Down syndrome. I was a guest on your podcast for episode 51. Most of my activities have gone online now because of the pandemic. Thank goodness for Zoom. And my restaurant stop is off for now also. But one thing I have been able to do is golfing with my dad. I am able to practice a lot, and I am getting better each day. Some good news is that the Nickelodeon series, the Casa Grandes that I am in, got renewed for a third season. I am still able to record the episodes because they set me up in my parents' closet, and I have been able to do the episodes during the epidemic. Congratulations on the 100th episode. Thanks for everything you do. Bye.
Good morning. My name is Kim McEwen, and I am the manager of grassroots advocacy with the National Down Syndrome Society. I am the first registered lobbyist with Down syndrome in the nation. I have been a guest speaker in episode 17, which talks about self-advocacy, as well as episode 92 about politics. As you know, we're going to have a new president tomorrow, which is pretty cool, which is President-elect Biden. And I was honored to take a part in a discussion with the Biden-Harris team discussing COVID-19 and employment in the community today and the minimum wage in the differently able community. I am hoping to continue this conversation further. And again, due to the pandemic today, my activities that have been limited. So I recently completed an English class with an A minus, and I'm 4 classes away from reaching my goal of getting my associate's degree in general studies, and I'm very, very excited. Thank you so much. Bye.
All right, Matthew Schwab, Jared Kozak, Kayla McKeon. I've had such a fun realization yesterday. I'm in Texas visiting my family, and my niece, who's a senior in high school, and she's just the coolest, said to me, "Oh yeah, Jared Kozak and I are friends on Instagram, and we talk all the time." And I was like, "Oh,
oh my gosh,
I'm so happy."
Jared.
So, no.
You guys, I would have to say Jared was on our episode for a live event, and we friends, if COVID was not a thing right now, we would all be together partying
totally.
For this 100th. I'm bummed that
with
we
a
are
big
not.
Big old crowd.
But
I know.
Yes, but we had Gail Williamson, just an agent for people with disabilities, and she has a son who has Down syndrome. And then we had her on with three of her clients, one of who was there, Jared Kozak, and Cole Sybus and Jamie Brewer, all three people with Down syndrome who are actors, actresses. And Jared is the first person with Down syndrome to act as a voice in a cartoon, the first voice actor with Down syndrome. So he's amazing.
Yeah, he's in the Casa Grandes, right? That's
yes.
what it's called.
Thank yeah. you for saying that. Yes.
Casa Grandes. Yeah. And then, of course, Kayla, who's been on twice, mm-hmm. and she's just rad, like
oh,
just crushing it in DC and changing the world for everybody.
Yeah. She's the mm-hmm. first lobbyist with Down syndrome, just working her magic up on the hill. She's amazing.
So well spoken, leader, a woman. It's mm-hmm. just, I remember both times that we've interviewed her have been amazing. But the first one, I think I was in tears. I find myself always in tears at some point of just like joy and like honor and admiration. You know, it's just mm-hmm. so special when you get to talk to people living extraordinary lives that mm-hmm. I think the world views them as less than, but then they are totally not. They are changing the world for the better and doing it with grace and with all the hurdles in front of them and just kicking butt. I don't know, all three of these adults with Down syndrome. Oh, just so proud, so honored to sit with them those
yeah.
different times.
Yeah, because Matthew Schwab has a TED Talk. He
TED Talk
has been on the TED stage, and his TED Talk is all about why you should hire people with Down syndrome in the workplace.
So awesome.
And he's just like a bundle of goodness. He's so mm-hmm. positive. He brings so much positivity to the conversation. I mean, if you listen back to the episode, I'm a little bit obsessed.
No.
And it kind of shone through. I mean, or maybe I held it back. I don't know.
You didn't hold it back. I was there.
Oh my gosh. Our guests for this year, friends, for the month of March, because March has the date 3/21, which is World Down Syndrome Day. So the whole month we are having guests who have Down syndrome on. And we've got some good ones coming your way. Also, Matthew, Jerry, Kayla, you're welcome anytime. Everyone else is welcome anytime, but really, y'all.
But really, those three.
But and really.
For the month of February, we are going to hear from a Black Down syndrome advocate and learn more about the intersection of race and disability. I am so excited that we are going to be intentionally lifting up Black voices in the month of February. And we've had a few of our guests on before, so we get to say hello again and hear from them again. So listeners, definitely tune in and share with your friends.
That's right. We've got a lot of good stuff coming. We got a lot of good stuff on. It's been a good 100 episodes, ladies.
Mm-hmm. It's been a great 100 episodes.
Yeah. I'm so thankful. And I've shared this story before, but I'll share it again because I like to do that. Andy told us when we started the podcast, he said, most podcasts don't make it to 50 episodes, which I remembered on our 50th episode, you know, like that, to get to that mark, it's like, okay, then we're doing it. This is a thing that we do. It's not just a hobby. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is what we do. And it's okay if you have a podcast and you didn't get to 50 or 100 episodes, you know, it's totally fine. I listen to a lot of podcasts that I'm like, I listened to every episode that has been recorded, but I'm so thankful that we've done 100 episodes. And freaking listeners, I know I said that we do this for ourselves, but we don't. We do it for you, but we also couldn't exist without you. So I want to applaud all of our listeners for the ways that you show up and you have taught us. You have taught me so much, and I love our community. If you're not on Instagram with us, we are at the Lucky Few Pod on Instagram, and it's such a fun community over there. It's really fun to get to connect with all of you guys. And every time you listen and leave a review and we get feedback, we love it. So give us all the feedback. Speaking of feedback real quick, I listened back to our first episode. And I,
when we were baby podcasters, so giddy, babes.
So chatty on top of each other.
Okay. We were very chatty on top of each other. And I remember my dad after the first couple episodes, my dad being like, okay, so I can't understand anything you guys are saying. You're all talking at the same time. You're all laughing over each other. I just can't understand anything you're saying. You got to slow down. And I'm like, this is after I'd listened back. I'm like, you're right. We figured this out quickly after listening back to episode one. But then my dad, I'd say like a week ago, he's like, Heather, I have to be honest. I have not listened in a long time, but I listened to, he like listed a couple episodes. He said, I can't even believe it. I'm so proud. He's like in tears. Aww. He said, and you guys are doing such a good job not talking over each other. And I could understand it.
Mr. Kim Hutchcroft.
Kim Hutchcroft. Anyway, so we've grown.
We have. We've grown in friendship and capability.
Oh my gosh. So much. And even with like, I feel like our gear, I feel like we really are professional. We try to
be. Oh my gosh. We are so professional.
You know, we have, I don't know. We have Val. We connect people with. We have someone who works for us.
We have employees.
We have employees. I also wanted to say that I feel like, because you just talked about your dad, he should be the one to make our jingle, our good news jingle.
He really should.
That's
him,
what we
and honey.
Yes, we really need. I think it might be time to retire my voice, as much as I know everyone loves it, and go for a professional who can jingle us into good news.
Play with Kim. I don't know, guys. We're onto something.
My parents are professional musicians. My dad's a studio musician. My mom is a songwriter and a singer, and It would make my mom so happy if I asked her to write the good news jingle. My parents would be all about it.
I know. Okay. Done and done. We're bringing the band back together.
That's
okay,
right.
Let's do it.
We're turning a new leaf in our 101st episode.
But I feel bad. I'm sorry, Micah.
Oh my gosh.
Just said it. And you know, maybe this is your highlight.
No, this is the best part of my life. Yes. Is singing the good news. It is. But it's also a lot of pressure because I have to be as good as I was the time before. And I mean, sometimes you just crumble under pressure.
Yeah.
And a few times, just a couple of times, I haven't made it great.
Also, this is a funny story. I don't know if you ladies remember this, but we were at a DSDN Rockin' Moms retreat.
Yes.
Remember? And a woman came over and was like, basically said, I'm making my own words here, but she basically said like, my husband hates it when you sing good news.
And we were all there like, oh my gosh.
He didn't say hates, but like was very like, my husband like can't stand it.
Yeah, maybe he talked about being annoyed and we were like, oh, okay. Oh my gosh.
I cannot believe that. First of all, did you know that I, for fourth grade career day, I dressed as Amy Grant?
God bless.
That was my plan for my life. So, ladies' husband out there, if you don't like it, this is all I've ever dreamed of, is all I'm saying.
It's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying. I mean, you know what Taylor Swift says, right? Haters gonna hate. So, Micah, we'll get you plugged in somehow. All right. You can still sing your way through the episodes. But okay. No. We've spent a lot of time on that, friends. But stay tuned. Something to look forward to.
The other thing I'm really looking forward to is when we can be together again for a live event. Mm-hmm. And I'm honestly, I'm not going to let you forget, Heather, that we're going to dance the Single Ladies together.
Yeah.
And then you're going to jump into the Worm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really excited about that. So I don't know if that's going to be 150th episode, but I'm never forget is hashtag.
Never forget. That's our next tattoo. Never forget. Wow. I love you ladies so much. Love you so much. Thanks for spending 100 episodes with me, Micah and Mercedes.
Thank you
guys. I feel the same way. I just, I feel so honored that I got to be, just because I was worried about Ace's teeth brushing, I feel like I somehow got in on the cool girls circle, and I like you guys so much, and I'm so glad you're my friends.
Aww.
Yay. I love that. And yes, we're still looking for that dentist.
Yes.
Toothbrushing expert. I don't know. Maybe we do like a whole episode where we just have moms call in. This is what I tried. Yes. This is what I tried. But I
love that idea, Heather.
That's a good idea.
This is what we do.
Mom call in.
This is what episode. We do.
This is what we've done for teeth brushing.
Like a two-part.
God bless them.
I feel like both. Like maybe one with the professional and then one of just like moms.
Maybe we need to add a whole new segment where moms give advice.
Now we need to save this for a brainstorming meeting. Not
This is how it happens, you guys. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have to this is a different Zoom link, you guys. All right. So we are so thankful we had all of these listeners call in, all of our past guests, I should say, with their good news. And I think we've said all there is to say about everything else in the world. And so it's time for Micah. You can have it this time before my parents write the jingle. Go ahead.
Okay. Sounds good. Good news. Good news. Good. It's time for good news. Ooh, we're going to get it now.
Boop.
Yeah.
Hey.
That bulb at the end was Mercedes, everybody.
It was perfect. It wasn't my dad. It was Merce.
The man part. I could always do a what is it called? Not a falsetto.
No, it's the bass.
The bass.
The one on the bottom. Me too. Okay, good news. Micah, Mercedes, I need some good news about Ace. I need some good news about Sunflower. I need some good news.
I have some good news. I have, my good news is, well, maybe I shared this already, but I just want to keep sharing that Ace is continuing to go potty.
Okay, let's keep sharing that.
Like, yes. For sure. Just, he's just doing it, you guys.
Oh my and gosh.
And part of, you know, I think probably a lot of you listeners out there can understand the, like, you know, one step forward, two steps back thing. And when you've been through that so many times, you sort of like hold your breath, and I'm waiting for him to stop and to shut it down and be like, I'm back to diapers, everybody. But, he's just going for it. And I'm so proud of him. And I feel like there's a lot of things that are coming at the same time together with that. Just more engagement and more language. And even he had I've been out of town with my family in Texas, and he had a croup attack the other night, which was super scary. And Chris called me in the middle of the night, and I was like helping him find the medicine, you know, over the phone, all of that stuff. But Chris was trying to give him the steroid medicine, and Ace is screaming, "No, I don't like that. I don't like that, And while at the same time, he's like,
right, right.
But, oh but like, just to hear him, like, he's trying to say, I don't like that. Yeah, no, I don't like that. And it just makes me, it's just such good news for any time he can say how he feels.
Yes.
Even in an emergency.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Especially in an emergency.
It's all good news, yeah. Micah.
Yeah.
So good. Merce, you got something, girl?
Sunny May. I do. It's the little things, right? So Sunflower, she's such a helper bee. So this past 4 months since we moved into our new home, we've given her a little bit more freedom in the morning. So like we used to, for lack of a better word, lock her in a room.
Right.
Okay. Other parents know about this.
I have a total latch outside latch that on Ace's door.
Yes, of course. Yeah. It's for their safety. It's so everybody can rest and sleep and knowing that their child is okay. So I always call it Fort Knox. and she is older. Like we wanted to trust her more. And so we have. So she's been sleeping in her room. Door cracked open and she goes to bed great, and she wakes up still super early, and we come downstairs to whatever she's up to. But she's been really good about not eating food in the morning without us there. And that's huge, because sometimes, and I know other parents can relate, I would come downstairs and she's like a teenager, has her feet up watching a show and maybe like a bunch of chip crumbs around her. And it's like 6 a.m. You know, I'm like, Sunny May, this is not okay. The dream. she hasn't been doing that. I've been leaving out some crafts for her to do. So I had to come to the realization, what kind of mess do I want to wake up to? Yeah. And so now I just wake up to craft mess, like pieces of paper. Like she likes to cut up paper. I always joke that I'm going to make her a confetti business, because she likes to just like sit and practice her cutting, but they're like the smallest little pieces. So I'm going to start jarring that up for her and selling
there
it on
Etsy.
Or just a bunch of different papers colored on and notes to me. It's great. We have found a groove that's working for now, but it's positive. It's better than a loaf of bread being gone, you know?
Yeah. I love that, Merce. That is good news. Mine's like a littler one too. August is our picky eater. I know there's another phrase for it, Micah. What is it? Not picky.
Selective.
Thank you. August is our selective eater. and Mason, our oldest, who has Down syndrome, we call her our garbage disposal. I'm sure there's another word for that too. She'll just eat anything.
No other word.
She's such a good eater. She just will eat anything. Like texture, great. Flavor, great. She doesn't like spicy, but she's such a good eater. And then August has been very selective from the time he had his very first foods. And so it's kind of turned into selective eating / lazy eating in that he wants us to feed him. And God bless, at dinner time, by the end of the day, it's like, fine. And then you just start feeding him, you know, this is what Josh and I do, at least. It's very obnoxious. So I will, certain foods I know he'll eat great. Other foods, it's a challenge, or like, huh, I wonder. Mm-hmm. So I made salmon burgers the other night, and he usually will have a hamburger, no bun. So I did a salmon burger in a bun and sweet potato, roasted sweet potatoes or something. And I was sitting across the table from him, and he just grubbed the whole thing. I didn't have to help him. I didn't have to encourage him, bribe him, threaten him, the things we do to get our kids to eat the healthy thing. And he just ate the whole thing with the bun, all the sweet potato fries. And I just kept, like, Josh and I kept looking at each other, like, I'm not going to say anything.
It's happening. Yes.
Because if I do, he'll put it down and be totally. Feed me my burger. Anyways, that was, there's something about, I love, love, love to cook. And I loved when my kids eat foods that are good for their bodies and minds. Mm-hmm. And it makes me so happy when my kids eat everything on their plate.
Totally. I feel that too. Like, it's amazing how happy it makes me.
Right. Yes. So that's my good news. So there you go. There it is, friends. If you're listening and you have good news, we love to share your good news on the show as well. And you can send us a direct message on Instagram, or you can go to theluckyfewpodcast.com and you can leave a voicemail. You can email us. We love to hear from you and about your loved one with Down syndrome and your good news. If you have a product or a business who wants to help us shout the worth of people with Down syndrome, we also would love to partner with you. We are always excited to have new sponsors for our episodes. You can email hello@theluckyfewpodcast.com for all sponsorship opportunities. As always, a huge thank you to our editor, Josh Avis, our producer, Val Schleter, all of you who have shared the Lucky Few podcast, whether it's been one episode or 100, we're so thankful for every time that you have shared with family and friends, for every episode you've listened to, friends. We're so unbelievably grateful. Thank you for cheering us on. It means more than you know. Micah Mercedes, thank you for being on this journey of 100 episodes with me. And if you are a listener, don't forget to subscribe. You will not miss out on any upcoming episodes. We've got Black History Month coming. We've got Down Syndrome Month, World Down Syndrome Day coming. Really fun stuff scheduled for this year. So make sure that you are subscribed so that you don't miss a single episode. And as always, remember that you are, dear listener, supporting your loved one with Down syndrome, or if you are a listener with Down syndrome, you are a shouter of worth and you are a narrative shifter. Keep on keeping on. We are here cheering for you. So until next time, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. Happy 100.
Happy 100.